All right, everybody, LTBU episode 13. We're just gonna get right into it. If you're not on YouTube, get on YouTube right now. And we're just gonna get into it. No co-host today, no Carl, lazy ass. So we're just gonna get into the round table. And here is the first guy, Chuck Richter. The first. Buddy.
I don't play, dude. I mean, I show up on time.
You muted? Can I hear you?
Can you hear me?
Oh, wait. Okay, how about now?
Yep. Can you hear me?
Let's go. I can hear you now. Boom. How you doing, man?
Good. How you doing?
Good. So we're doing a round table. I kind of rebranded it midway. This is just Carl replacement tryouts since he's on vacation. So fair, he's going to be he's going to be out. And while I'm here, introduce yourself and I'm going to tweet out the link because I got people. I want to kind of keep it me, you, the other couple people I had in the chat. And then I was just going to rotate a couple people, just like a panel interview, and sure, just kind of keep them going one by one. So
there you go.
Yeah. So introduce yourself and then we'll get rolling.
Okay. Chuck Richter, angelswin.com. Founder, executive editor, established in 2004. Next year's our 20-year anniversary. Been around the block. Happy to be here, you know, yeah, with this, the Angels community and what you're doing for this. I've been wanting to do this for a long time. Victor Rojas and I tried this one time, and we got a lot of trolls and dicks that joined.
Yeah.
You know, lessons learned, right? Don't ever throw a Zoom link on Twitter without
I think I'm kind of ready for that. Like, let them come in and then
let them come in, see
how it goes. Right? I don't think it's going to be any better or any worse than it normally is. So we got our first guy. I'm gonna just let him in. So yeah. And I'm gonna just let him have the floor. It just says Porter. Let's see if he gets in. And like you said, it could just be trolls. It could just be, you know,
dude, we had guys join and they were literally just videos of like gay porn.
Oh, not, I mean, that I'm like not really expecting that, but if it happens, I wouldn't be that surprised.
Exactly right.
Yeah. Once you're in the waiting room, hang tight. I will let you in. Porter. Order.
Hello?
Yo, camera on, please.
Oh, I need camera. Wait.
Yeah.
We'll beat you up if you don't put your camera. See, well, it's a goddamn troll.
I like that shit. Like, that sounds good. Like,
he even sounded like freaking, you know, Chet.
He sounded like foreign. He
sounded like a giant turd.
But I like that because as soon as we say camera and you start, then it's all right. You're out of here. And I didn't even kick him out. He just left on his own. So that says a lot. All right. This is great. This is Angels at the deadline. This guy I know is real. So we'll let this guy in quick. And then
cool.
I know he's real. I know for a fact he's real. He's doing iPhone audio. So he's probably driving. I appreciate the effort from hopping in while you're driving.
Stuck Chuck on the I-5.
While I have you, Angels deadline. Happy, sad, emotional. Like, what are we feeling?
You know what? I actually feel pretty good about it. I mean, I was hoping when we took that first game against Atlanta that we could have notched one more. I knew it wasn't going to happen against Strider, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I thought that, you know, against Torino's, I mean, he's a chump. Come on.
He looked like a dog.
Yeah. And so, I mean, you know, it sucks that we didn't win that game. We got our asses handed to us, but it is what it is. But, dude, this series right here is paramount, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Because you and I have been we always blast the freaking Mariners. We hate the Mariners. I think you and I hate the Mariners equally.
Yeah.
And so, living up there and then putting up with shit up there in the Northwest for a while. I tell you, man, this is huge. And I didn't even realize until I woke up this morning, because I went to bed early last night, that the Mariners were a half game ahead of us in the wild card stands. Yeah. And it just, I just woke up sour. They're my sneaky. Coffee didn't they're, taste the same.
They're sneaky just, right in the rear view. We got a guy joined, Zorro. Zorro, you got to have your camera on. Let's see you. Let's see you. Come on. I want to see if you're cute or not. Hey, my boy.
Shit, what up? What up?
I was putting what's up going mic. On, man? Welcome to LTBU Pod. You're the first guy that hopped in. A couple people hopped in and out. We're here to talk about whatever Angels topic you want to talk about. And if you're good enough, you might replace Carl.
Replace Carl?
He's on vacation. He doesn't want to work, bro. He's just living it up.
Shit, I got to replace him.
Hell yeah, man. What'd you like about what they did about this week? Or what do you want to talk about?
I mean, I like the trades they made. I think we should have got more relievers, but there wasn't that many on the market, so it is what it is.
Yeah. Which was your favorite trade?
Giolito. Actually, no, I take that back. I like, at the time, Eduardo Escobar and Moose Stockus, mm-hmm. just because, like, we needed the urgency.
Yeah, those
and
were really
good. And then getting Grichuk to replace Ward was really good. And then, obviously, Giolito and Lopez.
For sure. And then we got another person now, Nolan.
What up, my dude?
All the way from Florida?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, so this is going to be, I've told everyone, this is going to be Carl tryouts.
Carl tryouts, I love it.
So if you want to replace Carl, this is your chance. We got Zorro chilling out here. He's the first guy here. I'm going to keep you and Chuck on and then rotate, you know, once he's done. We're talking about trades right now. He said, I asked him his favorite. He named every trade we did. He loves them all.
All right.
Which I do too. For me, it's the Giolito just because of how early it was.
Yeah,
everybody wasn't ready. Everyone's
we
like,
we got an sleeping. Extra start out of Giolito too because of how early we got him.
Yeah, for sure. And I know he didn't look great against the Braves. Yeah, I don't think anybody would have looked great against the Braves. Were you guys worried about that?
No, I was expecting to get swept. I was happy we won one. I do think we could have won game three against Torinos, but it is what it is.
And I'll tell you this, to your point, like Perrymanation jumped in. If he would have waited to the trade deadline, mm-hmm. we would have freaking backed up the truck of prospects. It would have been Cuero, Bush, and your mother. Yeah, I mean, it would have just been too much, right? So you jump on them quick before everybody gets into that fray, because everybody was talking about how Giolito was the best pitcher, starting pitcher.
Time, yeah.
On the open market, right? Because Scherzer, Verlander, they're good, but they're old, right? They're, you know, and Scherzer hasn't been all that this year, so.
Well, and you got to think that teams like the Dodgers were probably going around messing, or who have significantly better farm systems, were like, we'll give you, right. you know, 19 and 25, and maybe we'll throw in like our unranked prospect or something like that. And Perry just said, we have a shitty farm system. Who cares? take our two and our five. It doesn't matter, you know.
And you know what, Nolan? Their 19 and 25 is literally our 1 and 2.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah,
that's what I saw. I saw we were like, so we were like the 20, whatever, under 25. Because I've seen 27, I saw 28, I saw 26, whatever. What difference is if we're going all in? We're going to drop from 27 to 30. Who cares?
Well, it's not like our young core is bad or anything. Like with Neto and Ohapi, those are guys you can build around who are, you know, we have control for a significant amount of time. Still have a couple of years of Detmers, a couple of years of Sandoval. There's still some pieces on this team. It's not like our future is completely like screwed over. And you always find diamonds in the rough here and there. So, you know, we'll see what happens. But I liked Caro. I don't think he's going to help us in the next 5 years, realistically. I don't see him being, you know, a top 10 catcher in baseball. I see him being an average bat. And I don't even know if he's going to stay at the catcher position. He might be a DH kind of guy because I know his defense has had some question marks. So, right. Yeah.
And a wonderful error by the Angels. I don't know if you guys are watching.
I haven't turned it on yet.
Awesome. So, yeah, don't turn that on. Zorro, what are you thinking? I mean, I don't are you on Twitter? I don't know if you're like a negative fan, a positive fan. What do you think about the ball club right now? Like, what do you think?
What direction do you think they're going, bro? If we win that game, I'm like, we're going to the World Series. If we lose, I'm like, sell the team. I'm one of those.
Okay. Ride by every game, right?
Yeah. I mean, I watch every pitch of all 162. So like,
yeah, that's insane. Yeah. No, there's a lot of people that do that just live and die by every pitch.
Okay.
Every half inning.
Now. Okay, I'm like a little bit behind you guys.
My bad. I didn't want me to spoil it for you. But yeah, that was it almost was like a double play, and then he just kind of sailed it. Yeah. Or not sailed it, but threw it wide.
I also want to say we got all the prospects or our farm system. We already got everyone up that we wanted. Like, our core is already there for, like, we have everybody we want, like, six position players for, like, the next 3 years plus.
Yeah, and
seven out of nine are, like, filled. Like, the outfield and the infield, like, the left side with Rendon and Nettle. But Rendon's kind of iffy.
Well, watch your mouth.
There we go. Pop up.
But did you guys see, like, obviously trade week, everyone's fucking prospect heavy and everyone's prospect king and all this stuff. Do you guys like the term, like, blocked? Like, Cuero was blocked by Ohapi?
Yeah, he was. That's why I wanted to move Cuero. We have Theis and Ohapi. There's, like, he wasn't going to play.
Getting Ohapi, that trade just gets bigger by the day.
Cuero was our blue chip. Let's face it.
Yeah.
He was. So.
Okay. All right, Zoro. Thank you for hopping on. I'm going to switch you out for someone else. And then, man, I appreciate it. And shoot me your Twitter. I don't know if I follow you or not, but I will after this.
I'll put it down in the chat right now.
Awesome, man. I'll talk to you soon. All right. Later.
Later.
All right, Nolan, while you just got here, introduce yourself to the listeners and push them to your page. Man. We probably overlap.
Bro, I don't know if I'm washed up, if I'm a former YouTuber, former Twitch streamer. Now I just bitch on Twitter about the Angels. That's kind of my MO nowadays. But diehard Angels fan since the day I was born. I like to, my dad was selling peanuts and Cracker Jacks back in the 90s when back even in the 80s when Nolan Ryan was around, him, of course.
Was he really? Was a for real peanut salesman? No, I mean, not to say
he was literally selling, like, you know, souvenirs, peanuts, Cracker Jacks. He still knows a lot of the guys, like the vendors, the older ones around the stadium. He was there for Nolan Ryan's, I think, all four of his no hitters, and grew up in the Anaheim area and everything.
That is insane. And
then cursed me to be a fan of this franchise. I have a bad habit of picking sports teams, you know, Angels. I'm a Vikings fan. That's even more painful, if you can believe it.
I don't know if you'd be that mad if you're dead. That's kind of like you're like Angels royalty, low key.
Yeah, I'm a big Halos fan. I honestly didn't think we were that passionate of a fan base until I got on Twitter.
Yeah.
And I started to see people, because I'll be honest, man, I used to go to Dodgers games a lot, and I'd be like, damn, those fans are screaming at every pitch. If they don't like a strike call, they're, you know, significantly more passionate at the games, because you get a lot of, you know, non-baseball fans at those Angel games sometimes.
But, yeah, and we got a new guy in here, Vetter Michael?
Mitchell, yeah.
Mitchell, you want to turn your camera on? We're having a beauty contest out here.
Yeah, hold on.
For sure.
I'm in class. So I gotta, like, go on my phone.
No, you're so good, like, man. I appreciate you hopping on. I've been on that side of trying to hop on other. Damn, he might have us all beat, low key.
Bro, I'm digging the Malcolm in the Middle profile pic, though.
Thank you. I love that show. That show is, like, literally like my whole childhood. It's insane.
Now that show is like my childhood, low key too. But it gives me the creeps.
Nice splitter there. That was good.
Nasty.
Yeah. So
Otani throwing.
Is your name Vetter?
See it.
Yeah. That's my, like, legal name.
Got it. Okay.
Eddie Vetter.
Yeah, Eddie. Yeah.
Oh, that's hell nice. Yeah. There we go. Pro Jam, man. That's my jam.
What do you go by?
Just Vetter. I mean, that's really what I go by, because, you know, you got to take pride in the name.
For sure, bro. Hell yeah. Welcome on LTBU. We're here with Nolan and Chuck. And the floor is yours, man. Any Angel topic, any baseball topic you want to talk about, man, run with it. This is Carl Tryouts.
Jeez. Neto, his passion is just so insane. Like, this guy, he brings a fire to this dumb little team that I like so much. Like, there was no other guy on this team who is, like, so passionate. Like, he is our leader. I mean, he's not right now, which he should be, because he's, you know, he's our rookie, but this guy, there's no one like him. He's our, I hate to say this, but he's our Derek Jeter, but he could hit on, like, Derek Jeter.
And field.
Got
him. Yeah.
Yeah. That was a great first inning. We're all watching the game here, Vetter. We all have it on. So,
bro, Loki, the only other guy I feel that way about is Moustakas right now.
Right.
Yeah. Love that dude.
Yeah.
The leadership.
And guys, and Nolan, to that point, isn't it crazy that we're praising a rookie and a guy that we just acquired less than a month ago to be the team leaders of this team. To me, that just blows my fucking mind that the team that was assembled prior to those, the rookie coming on, you know, in Moustakas, that it takes those two guys, a new guy and a rookie, to lead this team. That to me says something about the culture in the clubhouse culture, right? That this team is trying to build, and I don't know whose blame that is, but it boggles my mind that we point to a rookie and a guy that's barely been with the team to the two guys that are going to lead this team to the promised land.
I definitely think Neto is like cut from a different cloth, and
no, he is.
I don't think he can, like, nobody can be captain of the Angels until Mike Trout says so, right? In terms of, like, he's going to be the captain until he
decides. It's not Mike Trout's personality to be that guy.
It's not. And one of the things that, like, when he does get older and when he, like, you know, when he does retire or whatever he ends up doing in 6-7 years, like, I'm hoping Neto's still there ready to take, because I would love to see this team be able to, like, hey, I'm the captain. You know, like, and I'm going to lead us. And the way he stared down Strider and, like, everything he's done all year, he kind of just pops off the field. And that's, you know, I'm not a scout. I'm not fucking Billy Bean or anything. I saw him playing with the, like, A squad in spring ball. And I was like, yeah, that's a dog. Like, that's, you know, I didn't know any slash numbers. I didn't know anything about Campbell. I didn't know anything. You could just, he just pops off the field. And, you know, kudos to Perry for that. And he looks like he picked another one too. And Nolan, your guy with the same name, Shanuel.
Yeah.
So if he pans out,
he's already crushing it already.
If he pans out, then his draft price or his draft value, however you'd say he's good at drafting, is a 99.
Yeah. No doubt. I mean, he's finding these diamonds in the rough. Like, yeah, well, not even necessarily the rough, but like Sam Bachman, he picked definitely above where his value was in the draft. Right. Like, we were all trying to get him to pick, what was his name, out of Vandy?
Rocker.
Kumar Rocker.
Yeah.
And then obviously that didn't end up working out with the Mets. I know he's with the Rangers now. I haven't even heard a word about him since he got drafted.
I think he's got, I think he had Tommy John.
Yeah, I think, I did hear about that. So,
yeah.
But then even finding like guys down the draft, like Ben Joyce in the third round, I think it was. Like you were just talking about Shanuel, I think he's already, like, just in the first couple of games, he kind of has that Zach Neto fire to him where he, you know, had a game or two, I think, in single A, right? And then went straight to double A. And his first game, he's hitting like a leadoff triple and just absolutely tearing the cover off the ball. So he's really good at, seems to be, at finding these obscure, like, very weird school good hitters. I don't know. It seems like he's found two in a row. Like, no one was really talking about Zach Neto, Campbell University guys pre-draft.
Are you from Orange County?
Sort of. I'm like sort of near it. I'm like in like Whittier, which is like a city.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, yeah.
I don't know if like, so like I'm, so I go to a lot of games, but like, geez, I wish I was in it, but like, I just like everything. I mean,
you're close enough.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Okay. Cool, man. And if you're on Twitter, put your Twitter in the chat. I'm going to try to get, I'm going to follow everyone that joins, and then I'm hoping everyone else, we can kind of just spread, and then everybody's account could grow if I don't follow you already.
Yeah, you already follow me. Oh, sick. I don't like it.
All right. So what else you got on your mind with the Angels? Did you like the deadline?
Deadline was good. I mean, Giolito, he isn't like rocking as much as I hoped he would, but I mean, hopefully it's just
calamity.
Yeah.
Really? You're just gonna throw your bat out there like that?
That sucked.
Was that
Crone?
Yeah.
I mean, Crone just put his bat out there like, you know, maybe I'll hit it, maybe I won't. What a dipshit.
That was funny. We all saw it at the same time. We all were just like,
sorry, Nolan, you're gonna have to sit with me for a full game, dude. You're gonna see it.
Oh, man.
Yeah, better. So you were saying, Giolito.
Otani crushes baseballs at the Trop. That's all you need to know.
Yeah, I know. He had a cycle. Were you there for the cycle?
That was my first game ever going to the Trop, and I was stuck in traffic and I missed his home run. Oh, okay. And that's why I always get there when the gates open for the rest of my life. I'm a batting practice, bring your glove to the game kind of guy. You can judge me all you want. I'm a real Pete Soto in that sense right there.
Rip.
TBT, rest in paradise. But yeah, I'm a gates open kind of guy.
All right, actually, better.
I forgot to tell you.
Sorry, these guys. CJ Crone kind of fucked up your mojo. You were saying, okay, you like Giolito, and then let off that Giolito comment, and then I'm gonna have to let someone else in, and then Crone kind of fucked you up, man. My bad.
Yeah, I mean Giolito, he's someone that was like very sought after in the trade deadline, but he hasn't really panned out, and I hope that his next start, whenever that is, that like he figures it out. Hopefully it's a home start, which I don't think it is. But if he does figure it out, then I hope he does, because then he will be like, he's the missing piece that I feel like we need in the starting rotation. He's a little more of a veteran, and I feel like he's a little bit more of that presence that will help it more than I think we hoped Anderson would. So I hope that he, one, signs with us again and gives us that little push we need to actually get to the wild card.
Yeah, no, for sure. I think everybody's hoping for that. And I'm glad that we got him, for sure. Cause I would have hated to be the Yankees, and, you know, or we can't even compare ourselves to them. Like if they would have made, you know, just the Grichuk and Crone moves, I don't think anybody would have liked that either. So yeah, dude, thanks for hopping on. I'm going to let someone else in real quick. And then we'll keep an eye out for you on, I guess we all, I don't know if we all follow you, but we'll see you on Twitter.
We'll see you. Cool. Get better.
Thanks for hopping on, bro.
All right. Let the boys urinate.
Yes, sir.
I don't know if he asked me something at the end. All right. The waiting room got kind of big. Andrew. What's going on, dude?
What's up, bro?
Dude, what's going on? Damn, Dar,
you hear me?
You East Coast, bro? Yeah, we can hear you.
Yeah, I'm just driving home right now.
No way. Where do you live?
Kingwood, Texas, Houston.
Oh, damn, you're in enemy territory, bro.
Yeah, I know, for real. I'm from Torrance, though.
Oh, sick, dude. So what do you like? Let's talk some Angels, man. What do you want to talk about?
Shit. I mean, I kind of like how we did with like the trade deadline. Like we were talking for a little bit over Discord. They did a good job. But I do think that we should have gone a different reliever instead of Leon.
Yeah, I don't think a lot of people really like that last second. Again, I don't really care much for it being Jeremiah Jackson, but like, I don't know. That was kind of just like a store's about to close, pick something and check out, you know?
I'm a Leon truther, I'm not gonna lie.
Are you? What do you know about him? It's not like you know something.
Low, I mean, I just like the just adding to the bullpen, and I don't see Jeremiah Jackson being like a productive major leaguer. I see him being like a bench piece at best. His ceiling might be Luis Renjifo. I think it's lower than that.
No, I agree with that. That's fair. He's not I don't think he's a starter. But when you got pop and speed and you can play all over the infield and outfield, I think that's kind of valuable to a team. So, I mean, that's something that David Fletcher can't even say, right? I mean, he doesn't have any pop or speed. So that there's some value. I would
have liked to have seen Ottavino or what's the other lefty's name, Brooks Raley, instead. Right. I think that's what Perry was talking to them about. And then, you know, 559 East Coast came around and he was like, fuck it, give me Leon.
Right. And actually, I would have liked to have seen a guy that we can actually keep beyond this year.
Rentals was sus.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just all rentals, man. You look at this team and holy shit. If this team does not sign Ohtani, it's going to be a ghost town, not even just in the roster, but at the fucking stadium. It's going to be awful next year. Just painfully awful.
I really think it's going to be tough. I kind of don't see him leaving. I don't think you do all that. I mean,
I don't think so either. Max, but at the same point, it's like the slight chance that he does leave. Holy shit, dude. It's going to be awful.
Well, yeah, I feel like Manasian, after making all these trades, is kind of like, you got to think he's starting to figure it out even more. Like, I feel like he already was good in the draft area. I think he was good in the trade department. But now I think he's finally starting to figure out personalities and whatnot. Like we were talking about earlier with Moustakas. finding guys like that who are going right. to, you know, light the team on fire. As you know, you see that with the Astros in the postseason, they're all like going yeah. nuts. But then you see, you know, the Angels, Justin Upton in the past, Trout, as much as we love him, he's not a fired up guy, except for the World Baseball Classic is the only time I've ever seen him show that yeah. you know, huge emotion, maybe when he was a rookie too. But like nobody besides Neto, Moustakas, and Otani every once in a while are the ones who show emotion.
Yeah.
And I think Moniak that's a what little. This team has been lacking.
Moniak, I would say too.
Moniak yeah. a little. He's got a little dog in him. Drew, so what's it like, man, in Houston? Are you just constantly like defending the squad against fucking Astros fans, or?
I mean, low key, like the last couple of years, it's been kind of hard to defend.
For sure.
But I mean, my girlfriend's an Astros fan, and her whole family's an Astros fan. So I did bite the bullet and get a Verlander jersey 2 years ago.
Ooh.
All right.
I know, but at least I got the best player on. Like, I'm not Altuve fan whatsoever, but I respect Verlander.
Okay. Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah. What about his brother?
Ben, as long as he keeps Otani home, like, that's all that matters.
Yeah, I don't know.
I was hoping he'd get his brother to get traded to the Angels or sign with the Angels because of that. But
you know, he had to be texting him, like, pretty too. Please. He's like, pretty yeah. please. Come on.
Like we'll let you get a sit down interview with Shohei.
That's what I was saying.
Bring Verlander over.
That's I was saying. 15 minutes a week. You sleep over at the end of the year. That's you get it all. All right, Drew. One last thing. I'll let you get it off, and then I'm gonna let someone else in here.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, floor is yours, man. Go off.
Oh man. Okay. I think in the event that we do not trade Shohei Ohtani, I mean, do not re-sign Shohei Ohtani. Excuse me. Where do we go? Like, are we going to have to sell the farm, sell everyone, like go full rebuild? Because Moreno's not going to want to do that. But at the same time, that's like, it seems like that's the only avenue for the Angels at that point.
Yeah. Who wants to go first?
That's almost like watching Oppenheimer. That's like, if they let this bomb go off, what happens? I don't even want to know.
Well, I know what Chuck was saying earlier that we have all these rentals. There's not a lot left to sell at that point. Like, you have an aging Mike Trout with a huge contract. You have Anthony Rendon, which is never, not even considerable to move. You have, that's the dead money that's going to lock you up for the next, what, 4 years, 5 years, something like that.
I mean, I think you can move them. I just think you have to pay for it.
Well, yeah, but like you'd have to give up like an Ohapi or a Neto and Trout or something to move him. You'd need that kind of haul.
I think it would be wouldn't it be like a pool host? Like we just pay for everything and the other team pays $40 or whatever. Like you'd be one of those.
Well, no,
like
we DFA'd pool host. We had him on our books. We paid him. The Dodgers picked him up for league minimum.
Just like Hamilton, we paid the Rangers for him to play there. So.
And Artie Moreno, and it still goes towards the luxury tax, which Artie Moreno went over for, yeah. you know, for what it's worth. But I don't know if it's going to be a lot of big free agency this year, seeing if yeah. we bring back guys like Moustakas and Escobar.
So, Andrew, your question, the only way the Angels could save face, and it will hurt, they will have to go all in on free agency. End of story. It will be who are you going to surround Mike Trout and Zach Neto with, right? And that's a different yeah. story, and it's a painful story, right, if we get to that conversation.
Absolutely.
For sure.
So,
and then that could open a whole other can of worms. It could be Correa. Like, imagine the Angels sign Correa, like what that would be like right now.
That guy is such a bust. Oh, my gosh. Same.
All right, Drew. Thank you for hopping in, man. Drop your Twitter or whatever you got in there, and I'll make sure I'll to tweet something out and get a bunch of people going your way.
Appreciate it, guys. You guys have a good night.
All right, man. See you, Andrew. Too. Thanks for hopping in.
Yeah.
All right, this guy's been in here for, like, legit 20 minutes. Just people have been hopping in and out of the waiting room. This guy's been in for 20 minutes.
Jeez.
So dedication, man. Dude,
I felt a little bad. And
I like that he's a saint.
Zach St. Hours.
Yeah, let's go.
All right. Hopefully he's not asleep. Sometimes when I'm in like waiting things, I just forget about it, go away, and then come back and be like, fuck, I lost my spot.
Oh, I see. He's connecting to audio.
Connecting to audio.
Are you streaming this or just recording it?
I'm just recording it. I don't have the technology you have or the brain.
Oh, yeah. So. I got you.
I'm going to just edit this later on tonight. Zach, mic on, camera on. Let's get some Angels takes coming. What do you guys got going on today? Just watching this game? This guy, oh, my God. There's no way he waited. All right. Sorry, dude. Back of the line. Next guy, Ray. Just no last name. I think I know who this Ray, is. I'm not sure.
Is this the Ray that we know on Twitter?
I don't know. I hope so, because he's negative as fuck. I want him to get negative right now. Yeah. He's about to sell the team in the second inning right now.
Oh, my God.
Camera on, Ray.
Hey, Nolan, I'm surprised we and Max, I'm surprised we haven't heard of any fire or get rid of Artie comments yet. If anybody,
dude, that was the first.
I feel like we just all know that.
Ray's gone. I don't know why right. people join.
But dude, it gets so freaking old and redundant. It's just like, my God. Yeah.
Bro, I haven't posted a YouTube video in like 3 months, and I'm still getting fire Artie comments on old videos from like 2 years ago.
That's so crazy.
Dude, I got a fire Artie on my daughter's wedding post on Facebook. I'm like, my God, dude.
That's
what I've been up to, man. That's commitment. I'm getting married in November.
You're right, Max. That's commitment.
That's commitment.
Like, you're not going to say a thing about my daughter's wedding. Fire Artie. What the hell, man?
Hey, congrats. Fire Artie, by the way. Nadine, you're in, camera on, microphone on. I don't know why Zoom lets you hop in muted. Like, what's the point of that?
I think there's a setting to enable it upon arrival.
I feel like every person that logs in is like instantly muted. And this is definitely a YouTube episode. Like, if you're listening to this on audio, you're a sicko. All right, Nadine.
Yeah, how are they going to see my hat wall, man?
All right, so I'm just going to let another.
Oh, hey, you know, click on those three dots, Max, on Nadine, and you can actually say start video. Ooh, we got two joining.
Yeah, so so she raised her hand, but I don't know what she's doing. All right, so I think I know Javier. Is that Jay Munchies?
Yo, what's up, man?
Dude, what's going on, bro?
Why am I there?
Let's see. This is the funny.
Why am I doubled here?
Why am I doubled?
All right, kick that person out of here.
I don't even know who that is. Here, let me see. You're gone.
So Nadine is clearly a troll.
That's fine, but I mean, like, yeah, I don't know.
Probably Perry the Pirate or whoever that guy is. Is that a real person on Twitter?
I've seen him before.
You've actually seen him?
Yeah. A college kid. He's a college, like, just a, I don't know.
We used to do those Twitter spaces. We get all sorts of trolls coming in.
Yeah.
I don't really hate you. Come in here and troll if you want to show your face. Like, I'm cool with that. I'm down for a little goofing. You know what I mean? Yeah. So Jay Munchies, I met him at the John Boy media party last year, and it was probably one of the most awkward, not between me and you, but John Boy hates my guts, and I still went to the party, and he just was not fucking with me being there at all. So,
well, okay, what's up, dude? The backstory real quick. After introducing him, I want to hear that backstory.
Yeah, I think it's just like, so I'll just be candid, right? My goal is to work for a bigger baseball content platform, whatever. Like, if it was Barstool when Jared was there, I wasn't that close with Jared. I probably would have had a better shot now. But Barstool Baseball now is god awful. And then John Boy Media was like a second. I was like, I don't really align my content isn't the same, but it's still a big platform. Like, I got to just at least give it a shot. And then my third option, I forgot what it was. It must have been like, I don't know, those were the top two at the time. I think it was like Jared and Barstool, and then Talking Baseball. They were the two biggest, I think, at the time. And so they would just say stuff about, like, they'd have an Angels take that I would disagree with. And I think the caveat with them is, like, they'd always say, like, hey, you know more about your team than we do. And then they would say something, and then I would respond with something maybe not that they didn't find funny or whatever. And then I think they just saw it as like, how are you going to try to get a job here and talk shit on us? And I was like, all right, well, I mean, hire me, don't hire me. Like, I don't really care. I'm not going to change. So then, yeah, went to their like all-star game party and tried, you know, introduce myself and said, hey, do you know who I am? And it was just a really awkward, I think he sees me like how we see Angel's Twitter trolls.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like he sees me how like you guys would see fucking the guy coming in your chat and putting gay porn.
Is John Boyd like really 5 foot two?
I'm taller than him for sure. And I'm
He's short. He's not he's small. They're all small, honestly.
Only time I've seen them at the home run derby last year.
So, they're like mice. Yeah.
So when I went and like I have to tiptoe
Chris
carefully,
Rose is the tallest of them.
I don't want anyone to get mad at me again, but Plouf has always been awesome to me. And Jake was awesome to me that day as well. So it might just be a single thing. And oh, did you guys see when he did his video about Giolito, the Giolito trade? Like it was super late night. So it must have been like, I don't know, midnight on the East Coast. And he dropped the video. And at the last, like the last half of that video, he was just silent. Like, I don't know why he just didn't talk for like the last
Car reaction.
Right.
Yeah.
So I quote tweeted and I said, wow, this is a great breakdown. He took a couple shots at the Angels for going all in like everyone did. And I was like, this is a great video. The last 10 seconds are my favorite because he was silent. Mm. He must have had like 200 responses. He only retweeted mine. And then I was just like, all right, dude, whatever that means. If I'm going to get murdered in my sleep, I think we know who it is. but yeah, Javier, thanks for waiting. I had to get that story out. What's up, dude? What's on your mind? What do you like? What do you hate about the Angels? What's going on?
Well, right now I'm watching the last out of the Houston Yankees game, low key rooting for Houston to get Yankees to lose.
Oh, whoa.
Ooh, get out, ball.
Oh, foul.
Fuck.
Who's winning that game? I stopped watching it a while ago.
It's Yankees 4, Houston 3, guy on first, 2 outs, 1-1 count.
That's so funny that they don't like.
We're going for the Yankees tonight, boys, this whole weekend.
Are we?
Yeah, we are.
Oh, I had it fucked up. I always fuck that up.
The Yankees are way behind us.
Yeah, I always fuck up who to root for. Orioles, Rays, I don't fucking know.
Bro, I'm going to be at – so I got my bachelor party this week coming up. I'm flying into Baltimore. I'm going to be at Orioles, Mets. Then we're taking the train to Philly. I'm going to see Philly and the Royals, I think. And then Philly facing someone else on Monday. And then I'm going to Citi Field on Tuesday to see Mets, Cubs. It's going to be sick.
That's cool.
Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah, awesome. Javier. So how's that? So you're rooting for the Yankees.
No, Astros, honestly. I don't know if the division is really
in. See, I already forgot. Who are we rooting for?
I'm rooting for the Astros right now.
All right. What do you think about the deadline?
I mean, I don't want to be the prospect player, but Caro, like, I think we sold really low on him. He's 20 years old in AA with a higher walk percentage and strikeout percentage. And the whole first half, they had to deal with those enhanced grip balls, those sticky balls that lowered offense dramatically. And to get two rentals, like Reynaldo's good, and I knew Giolito was going to be league average, but you have like a potential like big league backstop like on the cheap for 6 years. At the very least, a backup.
You don't think he's blocked by Ohapi?
He might be, but he could be a backup. Like you see how it is right now. Like without Stassi, we're reduced to Theis and Wallach, and Wallach has his bad stretches.
For sure, Chuck made a good point though. Chuck was saying that he was, you know, easily if we're selling all our sneakers, he's our coolest pair of sneakers.
Yeah, I agree with that. I just don't think Giolito is the package you go for in return. You maybe bump him up with like if you're gonna throw in Jeremiah Jackson in that trade for Dominic Leon. I'm pretty sure Caro and Jeremiah Jackson could actually like Jordan Montgomery, who's a little more consistent than Giolito.
Yeah, see, the only thing I don't like is that they're all rentals. The only one that's not is Escobar, right?
Oh, Escobar might be DFA'd, honestly, when Jerry comes back. I don't know if he...
Yeah, no shit.
Is
still on the roster?
Who is? Yeah. Nolan, you're with me, man. I'm like, get this fucking guy out of here.
Squid
like
squid
when you squid. Employ Andrew Velasquez, it just feels like you're not taking it seriously.
No, but I mean, 2 years ago, like you could tell they're starting to clip guys, like not later, but the tide is starting to rise in terms of how bad you could be on this team, as opposed to 2 years ago, it just you know,
yeah, 2 years
I'm
ago,
a Velasquez lover, bro. I got a Velasquez signed baseball right back here.
Yeah, I love him too, but at a point, Andrew like the water Barrow gets Velasquez. Too high, and we just got to put.
Even though he's blocked everybody on Twitter.
Has he really?
He has.
You haven't seen that?
Check. Check. You're probably blocked, dude.
There's probably a good chance.
If you said dude,
Carlos Estevez on Twitter has been my favorite this year.
That grab by Grichuk.
Yeah, woo! Grichuk with a sick grab. I kind of like him. Oh, here's another topic. I don't know where you guys stand on this. I know some people are more passionate about it than others. The Angels has got like six jerseys printed. Like they don't have different numbers. Like I don't think, you know, again, I think 15 is like fair, but we just keep seeing, like, I think I saw Adele and seven other players wear number 59 for the ball club. It's like every time someone comes up, they give them 15. Like we just can't make other numbers. And then 15 and the whole 27 thing, like, I don't know. You're just not really doing yourself any favors by, like, consistently just giving out the same number over and over.
Yeah.
Or it might not even matter. I don't know.
They need to retire Tim Salmon's jersey this offseason. I'm sorry. Last offseason and the offseason before that. I mean, give me a break.
If not 15, like 16? Like, you're not even retire it. Just don't hand it out. Like,
yeah.
There's.
Well, how do you feel about Weaver? You think Weaver has a case?
Oh.
36?
Have they given that out since? No, right?
Not that I know of.
Yeah, I probably would just. Like, those are just ones that, like, okay, if you don't want to retire it, fine. Just don't give it out. There's literally 90 other numbers. Like, just pick another one.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just.
Let me ask you guys of the guys that the Angels acquired, who do you want them to go after? You know, or in like a contract extension during the season to bring back next year. Obviously, Giolito, because you gave up Cuero, right? Yeah. And you gave up Bush. But I'm thinking Moustakas, to Nolan's point earlier. Like, this guy freaking is a clubhouse leader. If Neto is our only guy next year and Moustakas is gone via free agency, I want a couple guys in the clubhouse to stir shit up, right? To get under a guy's skin when people are just passive and like, oh, fuck, we lost. Fuck you, you lost. Get your fucking ass and let's go. Yeah. You know?
How big of a wrench that I can think that is going to, like, go in the clubhouse after the game and throw a fucking helmet or something and
get
the team fired up. And just, they got to, like, I think in 02 in the documentary, they talk about how they, like, all had a meeting, like a team meeting where they sat down and were like, we got to get our shit together. And they ended up squeaking in on the wild card and won the damn World Series. So,
yeah. How big like of a wrench do you think it is for Perry to be like, yeah, we want Moose to, you know, we want Moose to stay. But it's like for the next 2-3 years, you have to just be like, well, Rendon eats up such a big.
You've got to have a backup for Rendon.
For sure.
And Moustakas is cheap, man.
And he's, I think, cheap. Urshela, he's a left-handed bat. Urshela was that great
local
piece.
Right? He grew up in Southern California.
That's what's so frustrating, because we could have had him at his peak when he left the Royals, and he wanted to be in Southern California, but they just didn't offer him enough. And I wanted him to be an Angel for the longest time, even though I was at the last Angels playoff game, home playoff game, I should say, where he fucked us. But,
yeah,
you know, we could have had him so long ago. He clearly wanted to come here. So I would love to extend him, and he's going to be cheap. It's not like he's expensive at all. And he loves it here. He's a clubhouse leader at the very least. He's what people thought Albert Pujols was.
Right.
And for like $50 million cheaper. So.
So it was first Beltre that we swung and missed on. And then Moustakas, right? I mean, those are two guys that we could have had during their prime that the Angels really shit the bed on.
I didn't know this. And obviously now, like, everybody knows how bad it was, but not. You know, losing that Garrett Cole tug of war, like,
yeah,
there's a universe where we get him and it's like, all right, Rendon, you're a fucking congrats, dude. You're a Marlin.
Well, and then you have Cole, Trout, and Ohtani instead of Rendon, Trout, and Ohtani.
Yeah. Like,
that's just
because he's been, you know, for as bad as the Yankees have been, he's been worth every cent.
Yeah. And even in down years, he has like a 3.5 ERA.
For sure.
Like, that's his floor.
It's also like, I don't think he's made under like 30 starts in any season. He's always out there.
True.
Mm-hmm.
He's just a nerd. That's like the only downfall. Innings
every season. Like.
Yeah, he's a dork.
Hey, Javier, so what team do you hate the most right now, like in Major League Baseball?
It's always been Seattle.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, hey, I think around the horn here, you're in good company.
We're all anti Seattle. All right, bro. I'm gonna let you get one more take off, and then I'm gonna let someone else in. I appreciate you hopping in. You always fuck with our tweets, and you always, you know, you're always supportive. So, the guy left, so now you have more time. All right. So you're good, bro. Go off. We'll say whatever you want.
I'm gonna say, like, in terms of the division, Seattle's definitely on bottom, and then I think Houston and Texas. They each, like, Houston's like relatively new, and the only dirt I have on them is the cheating scandal.
So, yeah, like, that's so played out. I don't even.
Yeah, like, I don't even fuck on with that. At this point,
I don't mind Houston anymore, man.
Yeah,
I really don't. Yeah, I love their like young guys like Framber and Jordan. Those guys are fun to watch.
That fucker, Kyle Tucker.
I hate Kyle Tucker. He's
yeah.
Ugh. Well, Kyle Tucker kills us. So
the only Astro I hate is Bregman.
Yeah, because really? He just has that slappable face. I just want to slap his face.
Really does.
He's so good though.
So Chaz McCormick too has been killing us. Just that whole outfield, get them all out of there. You're
starting to get really annoying. Yeah, the Rangers and Astros, I just don't like. You know, the Rangers were just not good for a long time. For I don't know, what, 5 years maybe. So it's like I just didn't think about them. And then the A's. I mean, the A's were kind of annoying a couple years ago.
Yeah,
I think they had Olson.
It was just the opening day too. Like every season. Like 5 years in a row, it was opening day Oakland. Yeah. It seemed like every series was Oakland.
For sure. Dude, this game's still 0-0. It's fucking...
We got to win these games. This is the most winnable games on our schedule.
And it sucks that we're going to be shut out by Wu to this point.
He has like 4 pitches thrown so far. I saw him in single digits. I had to like make sure I wasn't behind.
And the thing is, they've already seen him this year, didn't they?
They've seen him twice.
Totally different lineup, I'd say. Say about half the lineup's missing.
That is true.
Oh, that's fair. Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. Like I'm happy with, you know, it's almost like, yeah, the deadline's over, but it's not because we get to acquire Mike Trout and
I'm most excited about Ohapi. Like if Ohapi can come back and be half of the hitter he was, that's just such a big upgrade from, I would assume, Wallach. I think Theis is going to stay in.
Yeah.
So that's just a massive upgrade. What do you think, Ohapi? Like, do you see 30 home run pop, 40 home run pop? What do you guys think?
I think he's at least 25.
Yeah, 25.
So you expect 25 next year?
I think so. I was expecting 25 from Taylor Ward. And I don't know if he was on pace or not, but I know he was like getting up there. He was getting, you know,
he had a slow start, but he was getting there.
Yeah, he's 17 the week before he got 18? Hurt. Like, he was going off.
Yeah, so I kind of expected like around that, like 25 from Ohapi. Like that's probably.
I think that's reasonable.
That's an okay bet. I don't hate that.
He kind of reminds me of Tim Salmon. His setup at the plate, he kind of looks a little bit like Tim Salmon at the plate. You know, similar.
I kind of like the fact that like these young guys like seem to like thrive off each other. Him and Moniak and Neto, like having all three of them just being the young crew. Dude, and it is a cherry on top that he's an elite prospect. Like, I like that, and I want them all together, and I want them all to like bond together, go on road trips together, and kind of, you know, win and lose together. And I think that's a very underrated like team bonding element of that.
Well, we're kind dude, of missing you right saw now. How good Adele was in like the 4 games he played this year. He looked like a fucking legit top end major leaguer in the very small sample size. He was just tearing the cover off the ball, and I didn't even honestly. I missed the whole when he went down. After the All-Star break, like I didn't even see him go on the injured list, but my God, dude, I think we could really use Adele right now personally.
I didn't even notice him getting hurt. Like I don't know what game it was. I don't, you know, and he just kind of, he had a great opportunity in front of him.
Yeah.
And then to go out like that, that really sucks. Speaking of Adele, I hate to fucking do this, 'cause I'm not a negative guy at all. Jordan Adams' debut.
It was bad.
Was that Adele-esque?
But I know. Well, I mean, I think it's just nerves.
I agree. I agree there too. But it did kind of remind me of, I forget what it was, opening day against the Astros at home. Adele, you know, Twitter kind of takes it and says he was throwing home, but I think he was throwing somewhere different, but it was just an offline throw. And Jordan Adams had like four airmails. Like, and that was, I'm really hoping it was nerves. And I don't know, like, if you're Perry or whoever's making the call to have him there, how many more, like, you just let him play out the month? Like, do you even give him that long? Like, it's just Adams so hard to evaluate these guys, you know?
When he's standing out there, he's just, the one thing I've noticed is he's small. He just doesn't look like a major leaguer yet. I think he'll get there. Like, Joe Adell did not look like a major leaguer when we called him up in 2020. And he looks significantly more like a major leaguer now. So I think Adams might be one and the same. Like, he's just, you know, Neto fit right in pretty much, it felt like, even though he's like a smaller dude, like height wise, at least he looks like a major league batter when he's up there. Adams kind of looks like a guy who should be in double A, single A, getting some at bats right now, putting on some muscle. And I don't know. I mean, every once in a while you get like a Jerrod Dyson or something who's a smaller dude and gets it done, but he just does not seem ready at all. Maybe not another year or two.
Look at his splits. He's actually really good against left-handed pitching in AAA. And the guy had, you know, double digits home runs and extra bases, 36, 37 stolen bases in AAA. And he's actually known as a really good defender in the outfield. I just think, let's just give him the, you know, opening day jitters for this first one. If it happens again, second or third game, then we can fairly criticize him. You know, like, hey, maybe he's
a great catch.
Yeah.
Like, early in the game.
He did. So
the one that I saw the one where he didn't know if he should dive or did, like the one in center field where he kind of dived forward, but luckily it stayed like right near his feet. But yeah, I saw that. And then the airmails weren't great. And then, you know, again, I don't take too much because it was a 12-5 like loss. So it didn't, he could have went, you know, four singles. It wouldn't really matter. But yeah, no, I think that's definitely something where I think I'm glad a lot of people, you know, about half the crowd was like, all right, he's nervous. Let him shake it off, you know, come back the next day or whatever.
It wasn't his fault we lost anything. Sure. So
no,
the thing is, like, I just want one time. Just let us call up a guy one time and have like a first at-bat home run or just a cool moment. Like, I feel like we don't get that a lot.
Oh, like Ohapi was that early in the year. Didn't he hit a home run on opening day?
Yeah, Ohapi's been kind of that guy early on, but
then that swing was just, well, you remember he looked like he hurt himself on a swing, and then he actually hurt himself on a swing like
right
a week later
in like a blowout too, right?
That was the moment where I was like, here's the Angels.
Yeah.
This he's an angel. That right. was his welcome to the Angels moment.
How big is that Urshela injury looking now? Like, you know what I mean? Like, it just, you just don't even expect it. A broken pelvis or whatever. Like,
you just running down the line too. It wasn't
like a fucking, you shake a magic eight ball and that's the injury we're getting.
Dude,
like,
he stayed in the game, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
For like an inning or two.
Defensive. Yeah.
Meanwhile, Anthony Rendon, man. Break a finger now. He's gone.
Yeah. Matt Theis has been just complete dog shit lately, man. I'm telling you. He just swings at fucking everything. He swings through 93 mile per hour, freaking right down the middle. I mean, like, dude, what's up with you? Come on.
He's streaky as hell. Because you remember everyone wanted him DFA'd. Then he turned into a potential all-star.
Apology.
And then now everyone wants, I don't know if anyone wants him DFA'd because they've seen his potential, but we know what he can do. He's just obviously not doing that right now.
His OPS is below 700. He's just, he's tanking. So, but he's catching Ohtani. He's catching Ohtani, I think, what, for a second time? Mm-hmm. And I think the last time he caught Ohtani was positive. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah.
His last start, who was that against?
I mean,
he did have a pretty good start, I feel like.
Or not Toronto.
Ohtani's last start?
Detroit.
Yeah,
the complete game.
Yeah, it was a double header.
So it was Matt Theis in that, right? He caught that double header.
Double play ball.
What do you guys think right now? So I guess obviously, you know, we're 3.5 back.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Every game is huge now at this point. Who, you know, out of the teams up there, let's say not the Red Sox, not the Yankees, so Toronto, Tampa, and Houston, which of those three you think we're most likely to be able to catch up to? Because Tampa just lost McClanahan, right?
Yeah.
So I don't know how, you know, I saw some people being like, that's it, we can catch them.
Dude, the Rays are bad right now.
Yeah, they are really bad.
Rays right are bad.
And they didn't do a damn thing at the deadline either.
No, which they added Savali.
I feel like they usually make some small moves. Oh, yeah,
Savali. I forgot about him.
Yeah.
Sneaky, I think if anything, addition. it's going to be Toronto. Well, it depends how bad Bichette's injury is. Bo Bichette,
yeah.
You feel like he drives the offense of that team. They're the last wild card.
But, hey, they got Paul DeJong. I mean, they got at least a okay replacement, right?
Yeah. Middleton. What was that? That was a good Twitter moment there. I don't know if you guys saw that. That was good. Insult to injury for the Yankees. Like, just don't get no one, and then you just get Keenan Middleton. It's like, yeah, have fun with that, dude. Like, that's gonna be
Were you guys on Twitter when he was blasting Angels fans? Yes.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
When I think Keenan Middleton, I can only think of gunshots heard in. You remember that whole thing? They like did a fake article about gunshots being heard, but it was a Keenan Middleton bullpen at his house.
No way.
Oh man, they gave him so much shit. It was hilarious. Dude. And he like totally bought it. He thought it was like a real thing. They called the cops.
He thought that people heard him working out and they thought it was gunshots, but it was a joke.
I can't remember the whole story. All I remember, it had to do with like somebody calling the cops because they thought they heard gunshots, but it was his bullpen.
That's so fucking funny.
He would come in and give up a bunch of runs and they'd say gunshots heard in Anaheim.
Yeah. Funny story with Keenan Middleton. When I started Rocks in the Outfield Rip, thanks to whoever killed that. he was the first player that I not had reached out to, but like went to a game and was like, hey dude, I got this thing going on. Like, you come on, whatever. We'll do whatever. Zoom, we'll go to you, whatever. And I think it was like one of those, like I had to work 4 hours and then go on like a 2-hour lunch to go interview him and then come back. So we did all this. And then he just ends up like being like, yeah, dude, I can't do it. Or doesn't even reply. I forgot which one it was. He either told us he couldn't do it or he didn't reply, but it just didn't end up happening. And then maybe about like 6 months later, the whole like Angels Twitter thing happened. And then just kind of was like, not like a, well, almost like a, yeah, that's kind of, you know, you deserve what you're getting right now. So we got big times. I don't know. You guys ever been big time, Chuck?
Huh?
You guys ever been big time? Like a guy being like, yeah, I'll chat with you after, and then just like doesn't? Or
no?
Just me. Right.
Chuck, sorry.
I talked to Brandon Marsh a little bit. You're good. But yeah.
No, yeah, I'll be honest. Adele and Marsh, like when I was going on the field or when I was going to spring training, like they were not the easiest to talk to. I'll be honest.
Oh yeah, okay. I take that back, Max. Jared Weaver was hard in the clubhouse.
Oh yeah.
So when we had press credentials back in 2009, and then going forward, he did not like to talk to the media in the clubhouse. However, Torrey Hunter was my guy. I would always just cling to Torrey Hunter, man. And that guy was the best guy in the clubhouse to talk to, cracking jokes. And then he called me by my name. It's like, hey, what's up, Chuck?
Oh, that's so
cool. He called me Chucky Baby. And that was my moment, dude. I'm like, I'll just retire right now.
Seems like such a cool guy.
The coolest guy. Coolest guy to me, the guy that was the nicest to me, and someone else that, you know, Rip, that I would take with me, my camera guy. The coolest guy was Reed Detmers and Michael Lorenzen.
Oh yeah, I could see those
two guys. They were the nicest, and they were, you know, they would joke with you and they would, you know, give you all the time you needed. Rendon, very tough to talk to.
Of course.
Yeah. Imagine.
Yeah.
Had you heard that story about Reed's parents in the minor leagues would go and thank the broadcasters for broadcasting their games so they could watch them? So I think that's just the way Reed was brought up. Like, just to be super nice. Yeah. Well,
what's that?
Reed, during I want to say it was during what's that one league after all the college players they all go to? Is it the Atlantic League or something like that? Anyways, his parents and Reed would go and thank the broadcasters from every stop for, like, thank you for broadcasting it so my parents could watch it, or, you know.
Oh, that's cool.
Yo, I got to get going, guys, but yeah, I appreciate having me on, man.
Yeah, no, I appreciate you hopping on here. It's all Carl's fault, and, you know, guy wants to go on a vacation every 2 months, so I appreciate you, Nolan. Man. Let me know where to send the check.
All right, sounds good, man. Have a good night, boys. See
you, man. Yeah. Hey, so Chuck, while I have you, before it, you know, I'll probably wrap it up here soon. It looks like people were in the waiting room and they got tired of waiting, so then they just kind of bounced.
Yeah.
I did want to ask, like, so you brought up Torii Hunter, and that was your guy, right?
Yeah.
I my Angels fandom kind of started post Torii. Right. So, like, I like them, but I wasn't really following the team like that. I was in high school, I was college chasing chicks, doing all this stuff. I know it ended like poorly. Can you break that down? Like, can you break down that story? Cause I'm sure other people probably don't know, but like,
I don't know,
because Pujols was mad at what, like, he didn't get an extension or something, or like,
no. So, you know, obviously Hunter and Pujols played a season together, right? Mm-hmm. Before Hunter became a free agent. And there was an argument in the clubhouse about how, gosh, how should I say this? Pujols was supposed to be the new clubhouse guy, and, you know, and Torii was speaking up, and, you know, and Pujols was those guys went at each other quite a bit. I'm not going to repeat the words that were said, but they just went at each other. And so it wasn't it was kind of a toxic kind of clubhouse when Pujols joined. And as you well know, I mean, when Pujols, his first month with the Angels just was terrible. I don't even think he did his first home run until what? Almost May, late April, that first season.
So was it just like two alphas basically, like size?
I think it was. And, you know, Pujols is, you know, like, hey, I'm the new guy, and he wasn't being that guy. And Torii's like, anyway, I can get into it, but there's a lot of stuff that has been told to me, and I can,
for sure. And it's
It wasn't a good environment, and they didn't like each other. I'll just say that
they just clashed, and then
okay.
Yeah, that's very interesting. I like hearing that stuff, because I like the history of this team, and I think that, like, you know, I feel like a lot of the time stuff was like they're just flying by the seat of their pants, right? And now, right. It, you know, I think there was a quote that came out that says it is more corporate. It is more like,
right. More, and I'll say this, Max, because of that, I think that's why they didn't re-sign Torii, which, if they would have gotten along, it would have been a more, you know, a smoother, you know, clubhouse, and cohesive, I should say, clubhouse, and good chemistry there between Torii and Pujols. I mean, they just signed Pujols, right? I mean, he's locked in for 10 years, and here it is, Torii playing out his final year with the Angels. I think they would have preferred to keep Torii, because Mike Trout respected Torii Hunter and looked up to Torii Hunter and learned so much from his game. In hindsight, looking back, I would say that if Torii Hunter stayed on, that he would have learned way more from Torii Hunter's personality and the way he plays the game than anything he could have learned from Pujols. Obviously, Pujols has a lot of knowledge of how to hit the ball, even though he didn't do shit for the Angels except for reach his milestones. You can scratch that from the record if you want. Anyway,
no, you're good.
But you know what I mean? It's like Torii Hunter had that swagger, had that personality, had that aura about him that I think Mike Trout needed to kind of, you know, cultivate over time. Right. And so where Pujols is more of a low key kind of a Garrett Anderson type guy in the clubhouse.
You know, I've kind of noticed that about Trout. There's two interviews that he did this, and credit to him, he's been opening up more wise, you know, now that he's you know, in this part of his career. He did an interview with Todd Frazier, and then like a couple of days before, he did it with Mookie Betts. it's almost two different people. Like the way he is with Mookie and the way he is with Todd is just kind of like, you know, Mookie's cordial and that's almost like teammates talking. And then Todd, that's like boys. So I wonder, like, also if, like, I kind of know how he was with Tori. Like, I get what you're saying about how they were together. And then I can't imagine it was, you know, I imagine his relationship with Tori was better than it was with Albert. Because not only, like, the language barrier or whatever, but, like, you know, just of knowing him and being there through his young years. So I think that's
just... Mind you, Mike Trout loved Albert Pujols. He mm-hmm. goes on to talk about how Albert Pujols meant a lot to him, but comparing the two and knowing Mike Trout's personality, I think Mike Trout needed Torrey Hunter more than he needed Albert Pujols for the past 10 years. And you can quote me on that.
It's like two parents getting a divorce. Like, you got to pick one.
Exactly. Are you going to live with your mom? Are you going to live with your mother? Are you going to live with your father?
Right. And then they kick them out. And so... Yeah, because I think that's very interesting. Like, because I think I agree. I think the franchise, I mean, every decision turns the franchise a different way. And I think that was a big turn, you know, which, you know, obviously signing Albert was a big turn as well. But if they would have gotten along, that's a different storyline. And then that leads to, you know, signing Rendon, and then that leads into, you know, to a different thing. And so, you know, it's you know, as much as people want to talk shit about the Angels, they will give you one thing, and that's storylines. They will give you storylines, and that'll be a part of baseball history. And that's a big reason to why people, you know, love baseball. And you know, they haven't been to a playoff game in 10 years, and like, they still are constantly in the headlines. And, you know, you got to that's why I like them. So, yeah, man, I'm gonna wrap it up here. I think it's been about an hour. I appreciate you so much, Chuck, for coming on.
Absolutely, dude. I cleared my schedule. I didn't know if I was going to make it. I didn't go to the AAA game.
Yeah.
I got tired and too lazy.
But it was good meeting you out here in California when you came out. And
yeah.
You know, Carl was here for that, obviously. He's there at Brewery, but not here to work.
And Carl, just so you know, if this is recorded, I ain't going to replace you, buddy. Yeah. I got my own thing.
Can't afford you.
You guys are a good tandem. Nobody's going to replace you. Enjoy the fucking weekend.
The week. He's been gone since like
five. Oh, he's been the week. Okay.
He's in Hawaii right now.
For him. Yeah.
So then, and then Javier, thanks for coming on, man. I was really hoping to get more like people rotating in, but they were just impatient. So, you know, it is what it is. Hopefully I'll do a live or something, but
let's do it again. This was fun.
For sure. We should probably, like, I don't want to say every week, but do something to watch a game together or something. I was thinking about doing that with Nolan. He has the better technology to like have everybody here and watching a game and stuff. So all right. Yeah, I appreciate you guys. I'm gonna keep talking for about another like 5-10 minutes, just myself. Okay. You know. Yeah. So I appreciate you guys hopping on. I'll talk to you guys soon.
All right. See you.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Bye now.
See you guys. All right. So now it's just me, Angels Twitter, failure. And what's going on, guys? Let's get into it real quick. A lot of stuff. I know the round table was insane. I'm fucking emo. My soccer team just lost, Atlas. So let me send this text out. These fucking losers, bro. These fucking losers. All right, so if you're still here, man, thank you guys for listening. If you were in the waiting room and I couldn't get to you, I'm really, really sorry. Shout out Jesus Sebs. I just saw that and he couldn't be on. I got a lot of pending requests, dude. So this is freaking really annoying. All right. So the Angels, let's get to that. They are currently playing the Seattle Mariners on Thursday. They are in it right now. They are in the race. They are 3.5 back of the last wild card and they're going for it, man. They went all in. That's something you got to be proud of. You can't really be upset at that. That's an effort. You're trying, right? Hot girl at the bar. You get rejected, but you got to try. They're 3.5 back behind Seattle, which they can leapfrog today. New York and Boston. And then Toronto, Houston, Tampa hold the last three spots. Toronto kind of flailing. They lost Bo Bichette. Houston is kind of looking to be a juggernaut. I expect them to pass the Rangers ASAP. And then Tampa's also floundering, kind of like we've seen. So Tampa and Texas, two teams that kind of really started hot or kind of fallen by the wayside. So that's sus. The Angels 6-4 in the last 10. They've lost two in a row to Atlanta, obviously. That was fucking brutal. Don't ever want to go back there ever again. Atlanta was tough. And then Toronto was also a very underrated series where they went 1-2. And I think they could have gotten a lot. It would have been really helpful if they won 2 of 3, but they didn't. Before that, the Angels were in Detroit, where they just fucking went bananas. Otani with a doubleheader, going in big. And then, yeah. So that's just a quick breakdown. You know, we kind of ran through everything on the round table. And, yeah, I'm getting fucking tired. I'm getting, you know, it is what it is. Next week we'll have Carl. We'll have a little bit more stuff to bounce around with. And, yeah, thank you guys for listening so much. Find us wherever you have your podcasts. And, yeah, dude, do me a big favor. Subscribe, rate, review. Talk good about us, man. Let people know about us. And if you like the Angels, you know, that's a big thing. I just realized I didn't fucking post the Zoom link in the Discord. I'm so fucking sorry. Damn it. That would have been nice to have a lot more people in there. Anyway, thank you guys so much for listening. If you're still here, you're fucking insane mentally about the Angels. But yeah, see you guys. Talk soon. LTBU. And we're out of here. So that's it. See ya.